WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A spokesman says the fever that kept former President George H.W. Bush in a Houston hospital over Christmas has worsened, and doctors have put him on a liquids-only diet.
He's not certainly lost his sense of humor despite these series of setbacks. He's been joking with his doctor and the nurses.
Jim McGrath says the fever elevated in recent days. The cause is not known, and doctors have been treating what McGrath calls the stubborn fever with Tylenol. He says the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought Bush to the hospital on November 23rd has improved, and the 41st president now coughs only about once a day. Bush's daughter, Dorothy, was to arrive yesterday in Houston from Bethesda, Maryland. A change has been made at the top of the state's controversial Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, also known as CPRIT.
The agency's new interim director says they'll follow the legislature's intent after it was revealed the institute awarded an $11 million grant to a startup firm that was funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation.
This board will follow those wishes.
Wayne Roberts of the UT Health Science Center at Houston says their first priority is to investigate the grant awarding process to make sure there are no conflicts of interest. Until then, grants have been suspended. That leaves prospects in limbo, including some that could come to the BioCorridor. Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership says it'll be for the better if it takes a few months for CPRIT to get its house in order for the agency to restore credibility. McDaniel says they have tremendous candidates for CPRIT grants with near-term business decisions to be taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A DPS trooper recognized a driver he had stopped the Sunday night before Christmas was former A&M quarterback Reggie McNeil. The officer, who pulled over McNeil because the license plate light wasn't working, wound up taking him to jail for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, the trooper searched McNeil and his car after smelling marijuana. The officer says he found a baggie and a blunt cigar, both containing what he believed to be marijuana. McNeil was in jail less than 2 hours before being released on bond. McNeil, who played for A&M from 2002 through 2005, lives in Bryan and, according to the 12th Man magazine, had returned to school with plans to graduate next spring. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is waiting for a call from House leaders to return to Washington in order to address the fiscal cliff. Flores says the problem is not a lack of revenue.
If you look at taxes for fiscal year 2011, we had a little over $2.4 trillion in tax revenues, which is about the same as the peak year tax revenues back in 2007, before the recession started. So you can see our tax revenues are about back where they should be, but the deficits have exploded, so we need to start on the spending side rather than the tax side.
Flores says federal spending since President Obama took office has increased by 29%. We hear a lot about the fiscal cliff leading to higher taxes, but another thing a lack of congressional agreement may do is double the price of milk. If there's no farm bill passed, Darren Turley of the Texas Association of Dairymen says milk prices actually revert to their 1949 price, adjusted for inflation, which works out to more than $7 a gallon.
That's why you see this number of milk having the potential to double. Milk has, in essence, gotten cheaper over the years.
While Turley says dairymen wouldn't mind a 100% pay raise, the agriculture secretary will step in and stop the sharp increase, which he says would devastate the economy. And anti-smoking groups are targeting Texas in the upcoming legislature. Texas would be the 29th state to pass statewide anti-smoking legislation if Senate Bill 86 were signed into law. According to Jennifer Cofer of the American Lung Association, Texas has regional significance, and its commitment to the cause would be a needed first step.
None of our southern states have a comprehensive smoke-free workplace law. So if Texas passed a statewide law in 2013, it would definitely affect the other southern states, such as Louisiana and Oklahoma and Mississippi, to follow suit of what the big state of Texas would do.
Three previous attempts were either voted down or lost in committee. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal. primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Norma G Tractor. Zero down payment. Zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor. Zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, we can expect partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. High temperature mostly sitting in the low 50s and a lot of clouds around for tonight in the mid to upper 40s with a few showers around. Now, we'll see occasional sun perhaps breaking through on Friday, becoming breezy and milder as we jump up in the 60s. Then it turns a bit colder, low 30s on Friday night, clearing skies. Mostly sunny, cool weather on Saturday, high temperature near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. If you're a fan of Downton Abbey, then you
Downton might... Abbey, please.
Okay. Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. There you go.
Yeah. Then.
There's an abbey in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, it is. It's in downtown. It's in downtown. Yeah. Downtown.
Downton.
Anyway.
What are we talking about?
It's a TV show.
Oh, it's
obviously not a show that a lot of boys watch.
It's a monster show on PBS. It's the new Julia Child, if you will. Anyway. Okay, so if you're a fan, you might not want to listen for about 10 seconds, so I can tell you, okay? The Matthew Crawley character is leaving. Yep, the actor Dan Stevens is leaving the show. Just want to let you know. Okay, that's all.
I'll let you broken everyone's hearts.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Never seen it, but I know it's very popular. I know it really, really is. Okay, you can start listening again, Kevin. It's okay.
Hey, I am an Anglophile. I don't give a rip about whatever show that
That's
was.
That's it. We'll have a focus group on it later
you
on.
Give
tonight.
Me a little primer.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing slows your progress down in the kitchen when you're cooking more than a jar that will not open, cannot open, right? Just can't do that. So what tricks do you guys use when you can't open a jar?
Hot water.
Well, yeah, hot water works, or you can tap it on the side of the thing.
Yeah, on the side of the thing.
The tap it on the
Quick,
counter.
Get me
I'm
that
sorry.
Thing. That's all right.
I am just
you can do it on the floor
tongue-tied
as well.
This morning.
Or the best one was what I bought my mom for Christmas one year.
Which was a WTAW calendar. Oh, no.
Mousepad
calendar.
Before I worked here,
yeah.
They used to make strap wrenches, which are used for turning pipe.
I've got them. Yeah,
and they are the best. My mom was horribly arthritic, and they worked on every jar after that. She thought I was brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. The other thing that works for opening jars is find yourself a strapping strong Southern man.
Well, I guess you could probably do that. I don't think Kevin and I'll do that.
No. I'm good. Thank you.
Another thing you can do is you can take a spoon and you can put it under the edge and kind of pry a little bit.
Or a knife.
Can break a seal. I think a spoon's safer, but.
I meant a butter knife.
Oh, okay.
Spoon kind of has problems getting into that. I mean, since considering spoon's not flat, how's it going to go into that little?
Sometimes it just takes focus and realize that downward pressure is something that you may not be doing. So try that. You know, put it down and, like, use the palm of your hand to push down on that.
True.
Switch hands. Quite often you get more brute strength from the hand that you don't use a lot.
Really?
Yep. There you go.
Frequently I use my left hand to open stuff, and I'm right-handed.
We're here to help, just so that you would possibly know. Now, according to Walter Anderson, who's the author of a book called The Confidence Course, we are all born confident. In fact, humans are born afraid of only two things. You know what they are?
snakes and spiders.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
I would think heights and water.
Well,
fear, or being underwater.
Well, fear of falling.
Okay.
No, actually, you can put a baby in the water, and they're
yeah,
okay
they
with
love
that.
Water.
They can hold their breath. Fear of falling and loud noises. Those are the only two things that we are born scared of. Hello?
Okay, here's your WTAW physics lesson for today that involves jars.
All right, ready.
First of all, the easiest way to open a vacuum-sealed jar, a new vacuum-sealed jar, is to hit it sharply with the palm of your hand on the bottom of the jar. It'll break the vacuum seal. Lid comes right off.
Really?
Excellent.
Really?
No effort. I've been doing it for over 30 years.
All right.
No effort at all.
Thank you.
But don't hit it so hard that you hurt your hand. That's number one. Number two.
Yeah.
This is a bonus. To get stuff out of the bottom of a container,
yeah,
like a jar or bottle,
uh-huh,
what you do is you make sure the lid is on good and tight. You yeah hold it from the bottom of that container and you make sure you have a good grip, and you swing it around a couple times with your arms stretched out. The centripetal force will force all the stuff that's at the bottom that you can't normally get to the top, and it'll come right out.
Awesome. Thank you. That means that I can get that mustard out, right?
You so you don't have to go buy some more. You
yeah
get the kind of dried out mustard.
How much you're leaving in the bottom, right?
Very all good of it. Mustard that's is evil.
No, what? Did you get some in your eye once?
No,
what?
Mustard and mayonnaise are evil. The condiments
oh
are bad.
Oh, mayonnaise is yummy.
Okay, no.
And so is ketchup.
I have condiment issues. Let's
and
move
I like
on.
Mustard's all right.
You want? You don't want?
No, we can elaborate if you want.
Well,
I just,
yeah.
Or should
kinda,
we have a support group?
I kind of would like to understand because I mean you've named there are three. All right, now is pickle relish a condiment?
Yeah.
Theoretically, pickle relish and ketchup are fine.
Did you have a traumatic experience with a ballpark hot dog as a child?
Yeah, mustard and mayonnaise. Then is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but the thought of either of those two things touching any part of my food is retching. It's awful.
Really?
Yes.
How do you
do you like ranch?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
well,
why I put ranch on.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's good on anything but donuts. Okay.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But I will not touch mustard. I've been like that my whole life.
You don't eat, like, soft pretzels. You don't eat, like...
Soft pretzels I eat with cheese.
Oh, I like them dipped in cheese. Well, maybe as a kid, one time you were like...
Like melted cheese?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, the nacho cheese from Target.
It's awesome.
Okay.
But no, anything else, like hamburgers?
Yeah.
It comes with ketchup for me. And
yeah,
hot dogs I put ketchup and relish on.
Okay.
And get looks like about the sound of your voice.
Yeah,
how
yeah
I get looks.
I don't get ketchup on a hot dog. I just do not.
I love ketchup.
Oh, I like it
that
all on a hot dog.
I have
that
a friend that eats mayonnaise with roast beef.
Yeah, I guess.
Just puts a pile of mayonnaise on the plate and dips it in there, and I just literally have to get up from the table.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway. Wow. According
it's okay,
to,
we still love you, Kevin. Okay. We accept you just as you are.
According to Walter Anderson, who's the author of this book, The Confidence Course, we learn to fear things and to worry.
Like mayonnaise and mustard.
That's right. We lose confidence. So here are some things to build your confidence up, which is the first one's interesting. Body language. Sit up straight. Are you sitting up straight right now if you're sitting?
No.
Do you have your shoulders back?
No.
See, I mean, that's part of it. Walk faster. It will empower you.
Or it could put you out of breath.
Compliment other people and resist the temptation to gossip. Oh, that's no fun. Anyway, and number three, but you'll find this is true. Positive people hang around positive people. They just do. It happens. Speak up. When you participate in meetings or discussions, it improves your communication skill and it makes you feel sure of yourself. And finally, exercise. Physical activity will make you look better, and that way you feel better about yourself. So, gaining confidence. Anybody got a stuffy nose out there this morning? There's a few of them out there. Yeah.
That was kind of a rhetorical question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. And I've just been fighting the first one I've had in about 2 years. But, yes, here you go. Since it's that time of year, Dr. Murray Grossman.
So a guy named Grossman's talking about snot?
You betcha.
This is perfect.
Wow. Yeah, Murray's going to tell us what to do. First, breathe in the count of four and...
You sound Australian.
Thanks. Breathe in the count of four and then breathe out with the count of six, and it clears you up instantly.
Really?
That's breathing in for the count of four and breathing out for the count of six. What if you're so stopped up that you can't breathe out?
Yeah, you'd be like...
Yeah, anyway. Number two, hot compresses over your nose below the eyes, above the eyes where the sinuses are, you know, hot compresses bring blood to the area, and the more blood to the area, the more defenses you have. So kind of let your body naturally do that. Now, this one's a little weird. If you take the tip of your nose and gently raise it up, okay?
So you're being snooty.
Yeah. It opens up it opens up a valve. So, now, and okay, that's fine. But what this the guy, what Mary is saying is, you take some tape, like surgical tape.
Oh, no, I know where you're going
with
this. I
would think duct tape would be okay. And you put it right under the tip of your nose.
So this is like that taping story we talked about yesterday.
Right, that you're going to tape your nose up like the Phantom of the Opera.
Right, exactly. Get that Lon Chaney thing going. And very gently, he said, put the tape on the bridge of your nose. And just that gently will raise the tip, and it opens the nose up quite a bit.
So that in a...
I'm thinking not.
Well, I'm thinking that in a at night, because I use Breathe Rights when I get like that. And that works like a charm.
Yeah, the Breathe Right thing can work. Now, be careful of over-the-counter nasal sprays. He said a lot of people actually become addicted, create something called rebound congestion.
Yikes.
Yep, so that it's almost impossible to breathe without the spray. And that gets to be very tough to kick.
Well, if y'all want some nice tang, that tang little spice tea, I have some in the break room. Y'all can have some.
All right,
it'll make you
feel
better.
It'll make you feel better and clear your nose. Thank you. That's, but that, now they say that's also true, you know, if you try to cut off caffeine, you end up getting a headache, a snapback from that very thing. But, wow, I mean, think about that, getting addicted to nasal spray that will allow you to breathe.
I worked with somebody that was like that.
See, I just don't like having stuff sprayed up my nose. I don't know about y'all.
And you know him, Scott.
Yes, I do know him. Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl January 4th against Oklahoma. Long layoff after that Missouri game all the way to the January 4th date with Oklahoma. Any concerns with Coach Sumlin about that long layoff?
You know, you worry about that a little bit. We try to keep it fun. I use the approach, we have a lot of practices for not very long. But we've probably had more workouts than we've had in the past, just because we've got, we've got some moving parts, and I've had to utilize this for really a second spring ball for the young guys. The old guys, particularly us, going 12 weeks without a bye, try to get them healthy, keep them excited, implement your game plan. And you can implement your game plan too early. People get bored. And so, you know, I know that doesn't, believe it or not, there's a lot of practices, nothing going on. The guys got their minds on Christmas, going home, you know, seeing their family. When they leave and come back, when you get to the bowl site, that's when guys start getting excited.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies and OU January 4th Cotton Bowl broadcast 6 o'clock on this radio station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our businesses allow us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
They called him Cockeyed Charlie Parkhurst. He got his name from a patch he wore over one eye, but it never seemed to bother him much. No, Charlie was a stagecoach driver for Wells Fargo. Charlie, well, he had the run from San Jose to Santa Cruz, California, and he was known as one of the best stagecoach drivers around. It was said that he was known to bring in the coach and cargo on time, every time, sometimes covering as much as 60 miles a day. And you might guess that, well, he was a fairly rough character. He played poker with the best of them and was known to have a drink or two and even get in a few fights here and there. And in 1840s and 50s, well, he was well known by passenger and bandit alike. Even the bandits who laid in wait for the passing stagecoaches to rob them, well, they thought twice when they saw that it was Charlie Parkhurst who was driving. Once he was stopped by a couple of no-good highwaymen, and when the bandits took their eyes off Charlie for just one second when a woman passenger stumbled getting out of the stage, well, Charlie grabbed his bullwhip and with lightning speed clipped both of those fellas' guns right out of their hands. Yes, he was known for stopping many a holdup. Charlie voted in the first presidential election held in California. He later said that it was one of the most proud moments of his life, and no one knew just how proud until a few years later. And we know all these things about Charlie because, well, he told a friend of his, a writer by the name of Bret Hart, who wrote it all down. But there was one chapter in Charlie's life yet to be written. It was after his death at 67 years old. Charlie was found dead one day in his cabin, and nobody was sure what he died of. So they decided to do an autopsy, and that's when they discovered a really big secret. Charlie was a woman. Yeah, he, or she, had been disguising herself as a man for 50 years. And that's the real reason we remember Charlie Parkhurst today, because she was the first to do something really big. See, it's a little-known fact that Cockeyed Charlie Parkhurst, no matter how she was dressed, voted in a presidential election 65 years before women got the right to vote. So, hats off to you, Cockeyed Charlie, the first woman in America to ever cast a vote.
WTOW News Time is 8:30. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Additional development in the BioCorridor hangs with solving problems at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute.
The Research Valley Partnership has current prospects that President Tom McDaniel says are tremendous candidates for grants from CPRIT, but McDaniel also says those recruits have to make decisions in the near future. The state agency has an interim director, Wayne Roberts, of the UT Health Science Center in Houston, who pledges no conflict of interest problems in awarding future grants.
The legislature will be able to reestablish itself on what it wants to have as the direction of this agency.
The former director resigned amid scandal, and it was revealed an $11 million grant was given to a startup firm that was funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation. McDaniel says if it takes a few months to get their house in order, then it will be for the benefit of all involved in saving lives and facilitating economic development. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Christmas Day for President George H.W. Bush meant staying in a Houston hospital and having Chinese food. Now, Bush spokesman Jim McGrath says the president is on a liquid diet and he has a fever that has elevated in recent days.
We're just hoping and praying that the treatments that are being brought to bear on this can help to reverse the situation because it's not where we want him to be.
McGrath says doctors have been treating what he calls a stubborn fever with Tylenol, but the cause is still unknown. However, the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought the 88-year-old to the hospital 5 weeks ago has improved. McGrath says Bush now coughs only about once a day. Federal politics continue over the upcoming combination of spending cuts and tax increases unless something is done before the end of the year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was among those who wanted the House to pass something to the Senate earlier this month for their consideration.
The response from leadership, and I think they responded in good faith, they were concerned that the Senate would load those bills up with stuff that we would find unacceptable but yet would still have to be passed, and then the monkey would be back on our back. After we see everything that took place, I would have preferred to have done that and then at least gotten something back. And maybe it's one of those situations where you vote present, let the Democrats pass it, and it still belongs to the Senate and still belongs to the president in terms of the fiscal cliff problem.
Flores says federal revenue has returned to levels before the 2008 recession, but spending since President Obama took office has risen by 29%. The starting quarterback for the A&M football team 10 years ago was Reggie McNeil. Now living in Bryan, and according to the 12th Man magazine, back in school intending to graduate next spring, McNeil was arrested last weekend for marijuana possession. Sunday night along Highway 6, a state trooper pulled over a car driven by McNeil due to a defective license plate light. The officer, after smelling marijuana coming out of the car, searched McNeil and the vehicle, finding a baggie and a blunt cigar believed to contain marijuana. McNeil is out of jail after posting bond. The idea of bringing casino gambling to Texas may not be that big of a long shot this legislative session. Texas political insider Bill Meyer says lobbyists are now united. In the past, some pushed only for Las Vegas-type casinos, while others pushed for slot machines at racetracks.
The people that owned the racetracks, that was great. They were going to get gaming, and the people who had casinos were not. So, you know, you had two different interests. So any way you cut it, they were divided.
He says the proposition will have a tremendous amount of financial backing if it ever makes it to the ballot box. And politics rather than the economy could be the leading reason why this year's holiday shopping season started out brisk but then fizzled. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman believes consumers were worried about the outcome of the fiscal cliff talks and the possibility of higher taxes come January 1st.
I don't take this as a real negative sign about the economy, but I do think it points to the fact that we need to get both short-term and long-term deficit plans in place where we give people confidence going forward.
Perryman says this is the weakest holiday sales bump since 2008, and it's going to be quite a disappointing year compared to what people were expecting. WTAW News time is 8:34. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
I'm Coach Harblenberger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, we can expect partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, high temperature mostly sitting in the low 50s, and a lot of clouds around for tonight in the mid to upper 40s, with a few showers around. Now, we'll see occasional sun perhaps breaking through on Friday, becoming breezy and milder as we jump up in the 60s. Then it turns a bit colder, low 30s on Friday night, clearing skies, mostly sunny, cool weather on Saturday, high temperature near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. Of course, now it's time for you. We've been doing this, you know, like every Thursday forever. It's time for Thursday trivia. 695-1620, 695-1620. Remember when we did that last Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe not.
Certainly.
The first state.
I've been waiting with bated breath.
Sure. The first state to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday, 695-1620. The first state to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday, 695-1620, 695-1620. I mean, you got a 1 in 50 chance. Actually, probably 1 in less than that, because when you consider that it happened back, you know, in the 1800s.
So you can probably eliminate Hawaii and Alaska.
I'd say that's probably right. What's the answer?
Connecticut.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620, the first state to officially designate Christmas as a holiday was...
Alabama.
That's right. It's Alabama.
Wow. I didn't know that.
That's the reason you listen, Kat. Well, you get paid to listen.
Yeah, they pay me to spend time with y'all.
Who's this?
Yeah. This is Albert.
Albert what?
Mayo. M-A-Y-O.
All right. Now, Albert, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have one WTAW 2013 mousepad calendar and two $15 certificates from Ninfa's, or you can have two WTAW mousepad calendars and one Ninfa's gift certificate.
I think I'll go with the one mousepad and two gift certificates.
Ouch. I am so hurt by that. All right.
I'll replace it with my 2011 mousepad
calendar.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, there you go. Well, good. It's time for a new one. All right, Albert, we'll have that for you today. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye.
You.
Yep. 1836. 1836 was when that happened.
I'm impressed. I was assuming it would be in New England.
There you go. Well, that's the first guess was, you know, connect I cut. So there you go. So the customary Christmas dinner in England when they first started celebrating
yes.
with food. Do you know what it was?
It was not a turkey.
Okay.
The turkeys were introduced later.
That's fine. I'm not.
The Victorian era.
Okay. I didn't ask what it was, and we could be here all day with that.
Probably a goose.
It was a pig head with mustard sauce.
Good. Ooh, I guess that's where the Boar's Head Carol comes from, huh?
I suppose. Kevin, I'm guessing you wouldn't want to be a part of that because of the mustard sauce, right?
Absolutely yeah. not.
He totally likes boar's heads.
And again, I don't know what that definition of mustard is. That mustard may be different than like French's that we have now, but I can't imagine the taste of that particular mustard recipe going with pork.
British mustard's pretty spicy.
Well, again, it can be. It could be certainly different. And again, I've never thought that the pig head actually had a lot of meat on it. I kind of thought there was maybe that part that was south of the head would have more meat.
Well, the jowls apparently is supposed to be pretty good to eat.
Probably the cheeks have some meat.
The pig jowls, yeah. Now, so, and again, I don't know, nobody, when you lived in England, nobody ever invited you over for the traditional Christmas pig head, right?
I don't think they make the pig heads anymore.
Yeah, you'd have known the answer.
Oh, I bet you somebody eats them.
Oh, probably. They're just not from around here. Okay, how many times have we talked about That's the neatest thing since
sliced bread.
Right. If you go back and actually look at the history of sliced bread, it ain't all that wonderful. I mean, it took. Now we look at it and say, what a good idea. But actually, it took a while for the whole concept of pre-sliced bread to catch on.
Well, because you could cut it to whatever size you wanted back in the day, but now that we're addicted to toasters, it has to be a certain size to fit.
Well, more than just toasters, also your Ziploc sandwich bags, you know? Now, see, are you so young that do you remember the Glad flip-top bags before the Ziploc?
They still have those.
Do they still do those?
Are you talking about the bags that don't Ziploc, but they you just kind of tuck it in?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're cheaper. I have them at home.
Hello.
Yeah, pork and mustard is a very classic flavor pairing.
Oh, I didn't know.
Most pulled pork use some kind of mustard rub. So if Kevin likes pulled pork, he's probably been eating mustard and didn't even realize.
Yeah, you have it. Thank you. You have a good point. I do. I have a pulled pork recipe, and mustard is one of the components.
Well,
if it's in there,
it's okay as long as it doesn't taste like mustard.
As long as you're not adding it on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Speaking of spices.
Yeah. Before we go on. Okay. See now. Now, did you ever have hamburgers in school?
Yep.
I did, too.
Now, was it loose meat or was it a patty?
It was a patty.
Okay. Uh-huh. Same thing. Well, see,
it's not a sloppy Joe.
Here, you know, when I went to school at it's now the Barbara Bush Center, but that was the elementary school there at A&M Consolidated, every Wednesday was hamburger day. But actually what they were closer to a sloppy Joe. Not as drippy, you know.
Right.
But it was a loose meat hamburger.
At least you could tell it was all meat.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I guess it was. It's already covered in some sort of sauce by the time we get there. But again, not drippy. And the way that we would do mustard is, I mean, basically it was a jelly jar that had been filled with mustard and had a spoon in it. And you just pass it down from one to the other. I mean, consider that today.
Somebody would lose their
really,
mind.
Yeah. You're letting my child touch the spoon that's been touched by another child? I have no idea what that child, you know. And we just take it and just
you know. Well, my mom used to talk about leaving the leftovers out after Thanksgiving dinner, and they'd stay out like most of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just sit on the
But again,
tips for building up communal immunity.
Yeah, that's family and friends there. School may not be the case.
Oh, absolutely not.
You know, because that kid sneezes in his hand and then grabs the spoon.
Sure.
You know, that was how we went with mustard. All right, so you're going to say something about spices, Kat.
Oh, I will admit that yesterday at the grocery store, I was rooting through the shallots looking for ones with superior growth plates, thinking about where I would plant them in my yard.
Rooting through them, were you?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so, ever since you told me like a week ago that it was the day. No, wait, you didn't tell me that.
Okay.
Anyway, a master gardener told me that.
It wasn't me.
On the solstice, you're supposed to plant your garlic. So I thought, I'll buy some of these little onions and
but
some
you're late.
Shallots. I know, but I figure it's close enough.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe. This is Texas, after all. We do things how we want when
that's
we
right.
want.
They may have defiantly set themselves
that
into
was,
the ground.
That was such a big deal. It was a Facebook post for us,
Scott. Yeah, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, once again,
I saw that yesterday.
It's Facebook.
Yep, shallots, right, now, good stuff.
You're the one who put us onto chia seeds, is that correct, Kat?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're, how are you spelling chia?
Well, like, you know, chia pets.
Chia. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't you, huh? Okay.
What about chia seeds?
Well, because we were looking at a recipe yesterday and had chia seeds, and I found them in the grocery store.
A recipe with them?
At the grocery-torium. Yes,
well, aren't they
fact.
Just like grass seeds?
What? Well, they're very high in protein.
I mean,
are they really?
Yes, they are. They are. They call it the Aztec superfood or something. Yeah.
That's what they call it because it sounds better than the gross thing you blend up in your gross drink.
Yeah, but the deal, and I haven't opened the bag yet, but I think these things, there's like, you know, there are 100 billion of them in a cup. I mean, they are itty bitty. And but yeah, Black Cat, I thought that was you.
That wasn't me, but
somebody
I probably
else
would
told
eat
me about
them
it. But anyway,
fun.
They're a very high source of protein. You can mix them up in your yogurt, see, and you get higher protein out of that. So there you go.
Actually, I think they're just tricking you. They want you to eat grass like Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, let me tell you, these things ain't cheap. I can tell you that. Bag of them is like $10. So anyhow, we'll see how that works out for us. In the meantime, we were talking about sliced bread before we got off the subject.
Yes.
Otto Frederick Rowender. We have him to thank for that. He perfected the concept of pre-sliced bread in 1928. Prior to that, Had to drag out the old cutting board knife, as we talked about, or you could just rip it off. Oddly enough, sliced bread did not exactly sweep the nation. It wasn't until Wonder Bread, that's now out of business, hit the scene with pre-packaged slices in 1930 that it really started to take off. Then, in World War II, military was using sliced bread to ration peanut butter and jelly to the troops. And sometime in there, that's the time that it really started to catch on. But prior to that, of course, a lot of people were probably baking their bread at home as well,
sure,
as opposed to going to the grocery store to buy it. But now we do that, and you know, they've even got the slicing machine there at the store. You can put your weird little loaf of bread in there and slice it up, because, I mean, otherwise there's no way that you can have that rosemary and thyme wheat bread toast for breakfast if you don't slice it in the machine there.
Not to be confused with rose parsley sage.
Oh, there too.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Yet. Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end-of-year event.
Nothing yet.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 847. Most Americans shopped online this holiday season, more than ever, as a matter of fact. Not once?
Nope.
The second week of December, the 10th through the 16th, actually broke records to become the first $7 billion week in online history.
Whew.
Typically, online sales have dwindled in mid to late December as last-minute shoppers hit the brick and mortars to avoid the high one-day shipping fees. But this year, Fashionista and Women's Wear Daily reported that online promotions like Free Shipping Day, which was on December 17th, raked in $1 billion alone.
Wow.
Well, so much of that, though, was you had to spend so much to get the free shipping.
Mm-hmm. A certain amount.
Yeah. Innovative promotions like eBay's Holiday Express, which provided product delivery in as little as an hour after a mobile purchase was made,
really,
boosted online sales by 52.8% for the same time last year. So what, I guess if you lived in the big city, they could do that, huh? eBay had a store in New York, I think, I'm not mistaken.
They did, where you could go up and order and do stuff there.
Wow, that's okay. And
sales tax revenue, senators and congressmen are freaking out again.
Absolutely, one more time. Well, and again, that's, what are you going to do about that? And that's something the Texas legislature will take up, I know. And at least John Rainey, for his part. Wow, now that's too bizarre. All right, well, yeah, just, now this is... Now, this is too weird. Okay, come in here and put these headphones
What's
on.
What's too weird?
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. We were just talking about online sales, right? And how the question of whether or not you should be able to charge for Internet sales, okay? And I said, that's something the Texas legislature will bring up this year, and I know that that's something that was important to John Rainey. At that point, Mary Mike Hatcher looks into my control room window and has with her, would you lower that microphone and introduce yourself, please? Yeah, right there. Just sign in, please. Yeah, you're...
Just sign in. This is John Rainey.
Now, look, that's just too weird.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did not. I'm telling you. No, I did not. It was not planned at all.
I don't
really
know. I'm skeptical.
He was doing what?
I brought you a calendar from the state of Texas.
I see that. You did, yeah. He was downstairs doing this.
Do you want one of our calendars, Mr. Rainey?
Absolutely. In the elevator, and both of us said, Happy Christmas and Merry New Year, whatever you say at this point in time, because you're kind of confused anyway.
Right.
He was headed out the door. He had dropped off some calendars for you guys didn't want to impose on you.
So he did
so
that?
So he goes, well, I got caught me at the coffee bar. I wanted to...
Grab him one of those.
I wanted to bring you a calendar, too. Oh, thank you so much. Have you stopped in to see the guys?
Okay.
No,
well,
let's
good.
Go have a cup of coffee
I'm
and
glad
see
to
if
hear
we can
that.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to get into a... How was your Christmas?
Wonderful.
Well, good, good.
The grandkids are just fabulous.
They are, aren't they? Awesome. There you go. There's your mouse pad calendar. But now, we're just talking about this and how... this was a tremendous year for online and for Christmas, and that's a lot of tax revenue right there, and I guess that's something that y'all are going to look at, huh?
I don't know what the state of Texas can do at this point. I think we've done most of what can be done. It's up to the Congress to pass a bill that will allow states to collect sales tax.
Do you think do you feel like there's some sort of impetus for that now?
There have been several bills that have introduced, one in the House and one in the Senate. We thought there was maybe some action during this lame duck session, and I think the fiscal cliff has overshadowed and probably stopped it from taking place.
Well, and that scares me, too, how many things are going to get run through the back door that we don't or go back into effect. We were talking this morning. We had a story about how the price of milk could theoretically double because of the farm subsidy program that goes all the way back to 1949. Double the price of milk because they're not paying attention to those other things, like because it's all focused on the fiscal cliff.
I think we ought to all fear the unintended consequences of what we do.
Yeah, listen, I like that. Well, from a Texas standpoint, unfunded mandates are something you have to struggle with too, right? The feds say do something and just find a way to pay for it.
Well, I have something I'd like to tell them, but
we best not do that. Probably not be a good thing.
Unless you know somebody in the FCC licensing, I think we need to keep it off.
Yeah, probably ought to do that. Well, thank you for bringing the calendar in. I appreciate that. That's so nice. I'll hang it up here in the control room, and we wish you a great start to the new year. And the eighth of January
we'll
you get
sworn
started.
In on the 8th. Yeah. I think at 11 a.m.
Okay,
and then we'll begin the session. It usually begins pretty slow, they tell me, which they also tell me that freshmen get tired of sitting around until committee assignments are made.
And, I got you.
So hopefully they'll make those committee assignments a little quicker than they usually do, because there are some things that have to take place through Appropriations Committee before the 1st of March to fund some things that were left over from last session.
Sure. There you go. John Rainey, one of our state reps who just happened to duck in this morning with the calendar. I thank you for that. Look forward to talking to you.
Enjoy it.
All right. Norma G. Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G. Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G. Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G. Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best price, prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
December's here, and needless to say, you're busy. Shopping, wrapping presents, baking, planning, or just watching the game. We'll slow down, take a break, and head on over to your closest Rattler convenience store and treat yourself to some of these great specials. Buy one, get one free on any 2-liter bottles of soda. Grab any big bags of Frito-Lay or Golden Flake items, two for only $5. And wash those chips down with a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $19.99 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texas.
Okay, you know, that's just too weird.
That was pretty uncanny.
Just too weird.
I still believe that it just either you're very lucky or you are a great talk show host,
well,
Scott.
We've been doing this kind of thing for a long time. I mean, we have those little deals, that little kismet thing that happens from time to time. More often it happens with somebody who we're talking about who's listening and calls in. That happens. But to walk into the control room about that or stick his head in the window of the control room is pretty weird. Okay, so anyway, we were talking about the 5-day work week period between the 17th of December and the 21st of December. There was $3.6 billion in sales. Mobile sales were also through the roof Sunday, December the 9th. That was the heaviest mobile shopping day of the year. In other words, people out there in the field doing that as opposed to sitting at home. Both eBay and PayPal hit record daily highs in mobile volume. Man, even higher than the Cyber Monday that they tell us is the busiest day. So there you are. All right, this has got it. Whew, I read this morning and it just made me shiver. A California man accused of practicing dentistry without a license.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah. What, did he watch a lot of reality TV shows?
I'm not sure. Maybe the Huffington Post reports investigators in the city of Moorpark, California, arrested 40-year-old William Escobar after a month-long investigation. Prosecutors say that William gave people cleanings and injected them with anesthetics in his bathroom. Police found out about his alleged dental practice after one of the patients filed a complaint because of uncontrollable gum swelling experienced after a procedure. Charged with felony practice of dentistry without a license, misdemeanor furnishing of dangerous drugs, and possessions of needles. Just possessions of needles, apparently, is against the law. Here, step into my bathroom and let me go ahead and inject you.
That doesn't sound shady.
Ah, well, again, if you knew what you were doing, I'm not sure.
Just the thought of that gives me the flipping
willies, man. I understand,
yeah.
Okay, so New York Post reports Emanuela Rosas Moreza allegedly tried to smuggle cocaine into Boston's Logan International Airport. Police say the Puerto Rican resident wore a cast on his leg. But x-rays later showed the injury was a fake. But the cocaine that he was trying to smuggle in wasn't there. They found it hidden in the wheels of his wheelchair. Now, that's not bad. Because, again, you figure they go for that, but that's not the problem. And in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which is a place that doesn't know how to spell their name. It's spelled YP. I mean, why would you start it with YP? Anyway, New York Post says that the township is suing residents of houses that seem to always be smoky. You see, the residents in question allegedly smoking so much marijuana that the smoke is making their neighbors sick and giving them a contact high. All right. Actor Patrick Dempsey, if you know him, putting some hard-earned cash into a Seattle coffee company. He's the figurehead of a group of investors that are buying Tully's Coffee. I guess there's a lot of those coffee places up there. I don't know too much about them, but anyhow. And Christopher Waltz is willing to make some serious sacrifices for his art. The star of Django Unchained tells the New York Post Page 6 column that he didn't shave for an entire year so that he could play an 1800s bounty hunter in the movie. He didn't shave for an entire year? How uncomfortable and nasty could that be?
Well, if you keep it washed, it's not so bad.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine.
Oh, I can.
Really? Not shaving for a year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you're married, you might want to double. Why would you want to do that? I mean, it gets in the way after a while, and food gets stuck in it.
Beards can be very handsome, Scott.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It doesn't say whether he grew it untrimmed. You know, did he just let it happen?
Well, he's supposed to be a bounty hunter.
That's what makes me think he might...
Kind of scraggly.
Might look a little scraggly. Yeah, might well be. So, all right, if you're married, you might want to double-check on your certificate. Bob and Norma Clark, Redlands, California, married back in 1964, or so they thought. They recently tried to order a second copy of their wedding certificate. County said, yeah, we don't have one. So, they had to get married all over again. Bob and Norma even brought back the original maid of honor for the 1964 ceremony. This time they made sure everything was correct. Well, you know, just you never know. You gotta check into those things, I suppose.
Wow.
So I wonder what happens, like, you know, with the insurance and everything that we're married.
You know,
at least
they stayed
together.
Well, that's true. And then, you don't want the IRS coming back on them, right?
That was my thought.
Yeah, you know, well, you said you were, but you weren't, so there. Okay, so let's see. If you want to know the longest running shows, Chicago is now the third.